Hey, this is Candace with Candy Plans on Instagram.
And this is MJ with MJ Planner on Instagram.
And we are the Planner Pocket Podcast.
Woo woo.
Hey.
Design has allowed us to stand out, to look different, and show that difference boldly. This is a quote by Joe Mansueto.
I love that.
Isn't it perfect?
Yes, it's perfect for what we're going to talk about today. Today, yes. We're talking about copying and loyalty in the planner community.
Awesome. I'm excited for this.
So, there's so many things about copying, and I think we talked about this in a previous podcast, just kind of briefly. But what are your thoughts, Candace, about copying, about loyalty, just all of that?
Well, I feel like with copying is an absolute no-no. Like, yes, be inspired, but don't just blatantly copy people. I know there's some instances where it's really hard to kind of separate the two. And I will say, like, for those, you know, the circle dots, you know, it's kind of hard not to, like, that's the thing. It's a general thing. But when people have actual characters or actual themes, you know, that they've built their business around, like the Bo Washi, you know, I feel like you need to do something else, maybe, or have some other type of design. I just don't think that it's ethical to do those things like that. Especially with a small community like this, or with small businesses, you know, people have literally built their lives around a certain thing, like your character Coco. If somebody came with a Coco, I don't know what I would do. I would probably be one of those blasting people at that point. Like, because no, ma'am, she actually thought that whole thing up. It's an idea that she came up with, put it on paper. And yeah, you don't get to just
steal it.
Do that. I mean, you know, it's bothersome. And I know there's people out there who have built their businesses around different things. And here comes somebody new that is inspired, quote unquote. And they end up looking like exactly like you. Literally, did you go on that girl's page and literally like just write down stuff, you know? And then again, you know, sometimes maybe it's not intentional. I don't know, but I just have a hard time with it. And I will always be true and loyal to the person who had it first if I was a customer with them.
Yeah.
That's just how I am. I do have brand loyalty. You know, I like Tide. I like Downy. No matter who comes out with something that might smell different, I won't even look at it. You know, that's just the way my loyalty is set up. Yeah, I don't know. And everybody's not set up that way. You know, they're like, right. Well, it's cheaper over here, so I'll buy this. Or like, all is cheaper and this, that, and the other, so that's what I'm going to use.
Yeah.
And that's fine. You know, that's on you, but don't try to get me to come over there where you're at, because I'm sticking to Tide. That's what I grew up on. That's what my grandmama used. That's what my mom used. Well, my mom uses Gain now, but whatever. my kids are allergic to Gain. I did try Gain, but they're allergic, off subject a little bit. But no, I'm a Tide person. I'm a Downy person, and that's just what I'm going to use.
Yeah. Simple. Yeah.
You know, and that's just the way I'm set up, and that's the way my loyalty is.
Yeah.
And I feel like in every area of my life, that's kind of how it is, you know, hospital work, all of it, friendships, you know, that's just how it is. So,
yeah. Honestly, I feel like, this topic is so, like, it's a hot topic because so many people have different views on it, even though I think everyone can agree on the fact that you shouldn't copy somebody.
Right.
You know, for me, I feel like I agree. I think that it's unethical and it's wrong to take somebody's work. And I have so many different, like, experiences also, like as a shop owner too, that has kind of made my view a little cloudy, Because, so, for instance, Coco. So, Coco is my little coconut with the little straw coming out and the pink bow.
Yeah, the cutest thing ever. And she's brown. You know, I don't know. I have something against the all white thing. Like, the faces. Let me explain it. It has nothing to do with, like, an actual human's race or anything like that. It just kind of creeps me out that they're white. I don't know what it is. It just really bothers me, this round head and that is white. I don't like them. They're so cute. And I've tried them. MJ has given me samplers, but it just doesn't work for me. So when she created Coco, I was like, oh my gosh, do all the things. I want Coco shopping, cleaning, doing everything. And she's not. Yeah.
Just blank. Yeah. So Coco, like, if I saw somebody draw a coconut character with a bow and a straw, like, I would feel some kind of way about that. Like,
yeah, you created that, you made that,
right. And but then there are, like, these things that I didn't create, like, you know, my teeny tiny sticker kits,
right?
So those are basically small business card sheets of stickers with, like, a color palette of 6.
Yes, those are also my favorite too. It makes me sad that your shop is closed, but
I know it's a hiatus.
It's okay. I understand.
But feels. Like, I put that, you know, I put that together and kind of made it like a little theme. So I call them, like, Miss Ambitious or Miss Sophisticated or Miss, and I kind of base it off of that. And it was kind of appalling because I saw somebody else. This was a few years back. I saw somebody else with a similar kind of thing going on. So they had 6. And then they had some of the same icons, and then they named them, like, and
I remember that.
And I felt some kind of way, but at the same time, I didn't create dewdrops. I didn't create circles. I didn't create these icons. And right. So that's what makes it really muddy, because it's like, what can I do about it? And I'm not going to go and, like, attack that person because I don't have a claim on this specific thing, even though I felt like it was my original idea. And right. At the same time, I could totally be wrong. Like, yeah, this is my idea, but somebody else could have had an idea very similar. And they did. I actually remember way back in the day where the Reset Girl, she had even smaller of those little icons, but she had more, like, dewdrops and circles and stuff.
Hearts and flags. Yeah. I still have a bunch of those too that I love to use. I use them sparingly because she no longer sells them. And then your shop, I'm going to have to start using sparingly because you don't have them anymore. But yeah, those are some of my favorites.
If you will take out your silhouette, and I forgot to give you your silhouette when I saw you.
I forgot. We're coming to visit. I'm okay. I don't feel like I'm going to get sick.
Okay, good.
You know, I'm, like, super cautious. This is during COVID, guys. Let's mark that in our podcast because COVID is happening right now.
Yep.
You know, we're recording this episode in the middle of July or at the beginning of July. So this would be our mark in history because we're literally going through that now. So we don't get to see each other much. And I try to limit who I do see. And if I know that they're out here in the world and just living life just fancy free, then I do not associate. so, yeah.
Yeah. But I get it. Anywho, those are the issues that I kind of see when it comes to copying, because there was just, you know, recently, I mean, there have been a lot of cases of copying. And
oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Over the past couple of months, but it's like these are things that are really good ideas, but the original idea is not necessarily theirs, but it's theirs in the planner community, if that makes sense.
Right.
I don't know.
I mean, I get that, yes and no, you know. And I think it comes to the part, like, I like how you did your situation. You know, you did, like, a self-reflection thing. That's, you know, that's my go-to. Like, when there's ever conflict or if there's something going on, I do feel like there needs to be a pause and let's reflect on it.
Yeah.
You know, let's think about it. let's look at it, you know. So I like that you did that, like kind of took a step back. Cause in the beginning, I remember that conversation. I was like, like, is she serious? Like, why can't she name them something else? Or why does she have the exact same colors as yours? Or like, it was touchy. So yeah, I do remember that. And then I remember kind of like the stepping back sort of thing. And I never want to, well, I did have an experience like that where I spoke up for a shop owner, you know, about somebody that was copying. And then like literally, I think the same day or the next day, everything was blown over. And I was like, I just showed my behind for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then like you're cool and chilling and stuff. I just felt weird some type of way about it. And I just left it alone. So I feel like from that just taught me, you know, if that person isn't warranting that and they're just venting to you or saying something to you, then leave it like that. But don't, again, I'm the type of person, you bring something to my attention, I want to address it.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. Yeah. So now I just, after that experience, now I just kind of like,
stay away.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm sorry, but I'm telling you, if somebody posted up Coco, I'm saying something because that's super ridiculous. Like the character literally has a straw coming out the head. Come on. Like if you... Yeah, I don't know. It's like, okay, sir or ma'am, like really, take it down. But yeah, I did have an experience. I spoke up for somebody, and it was on my own. It wasn't because a person said to me. I actually saw and was like, oh no, like that's ridiculous. Like you have everything is looking like this person's shop.
Yeah,
you know, and I was kind of bothered by it because I am loyal to this shop. And, or I was, and, then I see this and I had to do a double take. If I'm literally having to do a double take and study and make sure, like, that's, to me, that's terrible.
That's too
close. Yeah. It's way too close. If I have to like, wait a minute or question, is this so-and-so's stuff, you know? Yeah. So I did say something and then I said something and then I spoke to the person whose shop I'm loyal with, and, you know, we had a conversation about it, you know, and then, like, the next day is everything was like peaches and cream. So I was like, okay, I'll never do that again because now it showed my ass, you know, and whatever. So,
yeah,
I
mean,
I just think we should just kind of be careful, always take a step back. I mean, really, I think I say that so many times on so many different shows, like, just take a step back and kind of look at things first.
Right. Touching on like how, like basically the mob, like I agree with you. Like if I saw somebody, you know, with a nacho caterpillar and I was, and, you know, they said my new thing, I would be like, whoa, what's going on here?
Yeah. Cause I literally came from the dirt.
Right. The dirt and the
yeah. Well, shoot, oh goodness, sorry y'all. But literally our conversations, remember that this podcast is about our personal conversations that we're sharing with y'all. This is literally how we talk. So,
so if I saw that, I'd be like, okay, this is a problem. I probably do something or say something or figure out what you want to do, how you want to handle it. Mm-hmm. Because I think that you know, we're there in the process. And so what I see happening though is like new customers or people who don't really know the behind, you know, behind the scenes.
Yeah.
They kind of jump in and like attack people for what they think is copying when, you know, maybe it's not, you know?
Right.
That's the part that kind of makes it muddy for me. Cause like I said, to me, copying is not okay. You know, what's going on for yourself. You know what you're doing and it's mm-hmm. hard to prove, you know, yes. What your intention was. But you should have like that personal integrity to not do that or to own up to it and say, hey, yeah, I was heavily inspired, you know, and
I apologize. Yeah. And just be like, you know, I'll do better, or, you know, I'm going to figure it out. Just, you know, own up to your mistakes and move forward and do better the next time.
Yeah.
I feel like. And then also, like you said, when someone brings it to your attention, or like that mob mentality, you know, somebody mentions it, a shop owner mentions it, and then like everybody's like attacking this person when that may have not been their intent. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, intent, sorry. And then when somebody is taking an idea that has probably been around forever, mm-hmm. but they get inspired somehow. So this shop owner, you know, puts it into fruition or makes this planner thing or whatever. And then somebody else kind of does the same thing, or maybe the wording, like words, we don't own the words. I mean, Nacho Caterpillar is mine. But yeah. I don't own the word nacho, and I don't own the word caterpillar. Like, they're already existing. But if right. you put them together and you're naming something Nacho Caterpillar, then there's probably going to be an issue because that's mine.
Right.
You know? So things like that, you know, shop owners' names, like Marquita has MJ and Hope. You know, there's a story behind that. There's a reason why her shop is named MJ and Hope. So if somebody came and name their products or name their store MJ and Hope without yeah. first talking to her, or, you know, she doesn't own the letters MJ, she doesn't own the word Hope, but you bringing them together into a place, you know, and you're trying to profit off of that, that's a problem.
Yeah.
You know, like
yeah.
Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter is, you know, a phrase.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the people who started that foundation, or I'm not even sure if it's a foundation, but it's actually a thing. It's an establishment. So, and people do market off of it. You yeah. know, I see a lot of people put Black Lives Matter everywhere. I don't know how they do mm-hmm. legally or how that even works, but, yeah. You know, that's the situation. You know, these people put this phrase together. They were marching for it. They're protesting it. And so they don't own the word Black, obviously. They don't yeah. own the words lives or matter. But when they put it together, I mean, they have a legality. There's legalities behind that.
Right. You know? So you're bringing up a really good point in terms of like when people copy and they don't realize that they're copying something specific, they just think they're copying an idea.
An idea.
So mm-hmm. using the example of like Maddie Plan's task cards.
Yes.
So she came up with that like idea to put these things together and, mm-hmm. you know, in a specific way. And so a lot of times people are like doing their own task cards because, you know, there was a point in time where there was like low stock or
yeah.
have your own stuff, you know.
The sign ups and different things. I think that's where some of that comes from.
Right, right. So that's part of it. And on top of that, like, you see so many people with it that you're like, oh, this is just an idea. This is a task card, just like a t-shirt mm-hmm. and not necessarily, you know, a specific brand. And
right.
I feel like people get mixed up when it comes to the whole minimalist, you know, functional planning thing because mm-hmm. you have to like minimalists, they're minimal. So you have
right.
fonts. Some of the basic fonts, some of the basic
yes.
Things on a piece of paper. You have a heart and that's it. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, this is so minimal, but like, are you, it's just kind of muddy.
Yeah, it is. It is definitely. And I also, to come to that, like when people do copy ideas, I don't want to sound like I'm contradicting my original stance or what how I feel, but I feel like with some of it, like the, you know, your teeny tiny stickers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tons of people do those now, like yeah. you can almost find them anywhere, like everybody loves them,
right?
I've been using them forever, like that's, I'm a color coding planner person, so yeah, when Corey had them in her shop, I ordered all the sets mm-hmm. and, you know, got them from different people that weren't really color coding, so I'm a color coding planner, and so those are appealing to me. They sell them at the Office Depot. They sell them at Walmart. Like, you dots have been around forever. Color coding has been around forever, like highlighters and stuff.
Right.
But when you start going to someone's specific creativity and copying that, you know, like you said, you were naming yours or whatever, you know, that to me is a thing. But like, let's say for instance, we're going to, what's his name? I don't know why I always say that. Stephen Covey, or like the Franklin Planner idea, the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People and different things. Or what was that other book we read? And he was basically telling you how to have your planner and
Was it First Things First?
I think it might have been, and it has like how to break down the areas of your planner, like projects, inbox,
Oh, getting things.
getting things done. Yeah. So that's another good book because it literally is telling you how to section things off in your life and about listing and planning and doing those different things. So, you know, people who, because I think I might have shared pictures or IG videos on my older account where I was doing that and literally setting my planner up that way. And I made my own dashboards and stuff and made my own tab sections and did all these different things. And God forbid he comes after me, you know, because I use those ideas. Like, but I mean, I feel like, you know, he wrote that book, he put that information out there, and I feel like it's for us to use for productivity, or like the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. You know, people have done different things or based planners off of that idea, but I don't know that Franklin Covey, like, you know, goes after them for that. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's probably private, but
Well, I
I
know
mean, there's so many different ones, huh?
Disney goes after people for sure.
Oh, Disney. Oh my gosh. Like, bruh, they're something else, aren't they? And I'm like, you guys have all the money. You guys literally have all the money. And you're coming after a person that has I mean, one person had like 2,000 customers in her Etsy shop or something, and Disney came for them. I was like, are you serious?
Target because I had the well not necessarily Target, I think it was Etsy though. When I had the going to Target stickers and I used
Oh, the
it,
bullseye thing.
and they were like, this has been taken down for copyright infringement.
Whoa. Okay. I didn't know that. I have some of those stickers too. There's tons of shops that have that. So I always wonder, like, is somebody reporting to them? Because really, like, I
And
mean,
how far do you, I guess, where's the threshold before you go after somebody? You know, that's the hard part. 'Cause, and who goes after them? And I think in this community,
Exactly.
it's hard because it's like we're such so many small shops that it's like we don't have like a whole police system specifically for this. And
For
so
that,
he serves as the system to break this down. However, I think people forget that there's another person. Like that's another person. And the way that people attack people, it's like on a whole different level. And this is part of the reason I wish that the planner community was like we got to have meetings and town hall meetings every single, you know, I don't know, every month or something, because people say terrible things online that they would never say in person.
Oh, for sure. That's why, oh girl, going to these meetups and things, like they're a blessing and you meet people that you've been communicating with online and whatever. But then when you see them up in person, it's like a totally different personality sometimes. And you're like, I know a lot of people didn't think I was as tall as I was, like physical. And they didn't think, oh, on my butt. Like, oh, so many people, when I went to different meetups, they're like, girl, I didn't know your butt was that big. And I'm like, okay. This just kind of caught me off guard. I was like, oh, yeah. And I did wear leggings a couple of the times just because they're easy to pack. Or like people were like, oh my gosh, you're so tall. I had no idea you were that tall. But yeah, you know, you have those things when you finally meet people in person. And then, you know, I had some of those experiences too, like hanging out with people that I met you know, we talked online all the time, or, you know, just different things on Instagram. And then you meet them in person and you're like, wow, you know, yeah. I wouldn't have picked that up, or your vibe is a little different, or because we're in front of all these people, you're being a little different, you know, different things like that. And I like to think that I'm the same. Like, you know, if you see me online, I'm who I am online and who I am offline. But yeah, it's kind of weird sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I've had some of those experiences that we've talked about, but like, just be authentic, you know what I mean? Like, just be who you are and don't copy. No.
Be who you are and copy, but like, sometimes people's lives are a copy.
Like, for real. It's a freaking TV show.
That's kind of hard to say, though, because like, I think what really, I feel like every one of our shows kind of boils down to like, really learn who you are and are, because like, as you're trying to be somebody you're not, you're going to inevitably step in some stuff.
You are definitely,
and you step in the stuff, if you continue, like, while you're being who you are, you continue to be who you are, then like, I think that things will smooth out. You will feel good about yourself.
Exactly. Because you're not putting on a show. You're not doing a sitcom life. So just, you know, just be authentic, because people pick up on that vibe and people pay attention to those things. I'm very receptive to it. Sometimes I wish that I wasn't.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I wish that I wasn't. It's like a gift and a curse, you know. Or if you behave one way behind the scenes and then you behave some other way, you know, in the public and whatever. I mean, I get it. Like, people have brands to protect and people have their livelihoods to protect, but it's like, wow. So I don't know which one. I like this person over here better than this one. So how do I separate the two?
Yeah. You know,
it's just really weird. But just be mindful. And I made a post a while back about just giving like four core values of yours, like what core values you have. And I think that goes back to the book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. You know, mm-hmm. he talks about values and aligning your values with your goals and different things like that. I think that is really important. And I'm actually working on that for myself, because I really want to live intentionally. And I really try, you know, that's, you know, people do that one little word or whatever sort of thing. I have a hard time following that, because it's like a conforming thing. I cannot conform. but that is a thing. Like, I just want what I'm doing and things that I'm giving my time to, I want it to be intentional, you know?
Right.
And having those core values really lets you kind of lead toward that. You know, what steps am I going to take, you know, to make sure that I'm living a life that aligns with my core values? Mm-hmm. You know,
there was a book I was reading. It was by Hiram Smith, and it basically said, if you're not doing something every single day that leads to your values, that leads back to your goals, you are less likely to have inner peace. So basically,
yes,
you will have inner peace when you're doing daily the things that you really want to, that align with who you are.
That align with who you are. And that's exactly it. I mean, I agree with that so much. They actually mentioned that in that book. When I watched your YouTube, the Advanced Planner Guide or whatever it is, mm-hmm. he actually mm-hmm. mentioned that in there. Hiram Smith. Listen, y'all need to read his books. And I mean, he's another one like Stephen Covey with, you know, productivity, all these different things. They all like pretty much align and really help you get yourself together. And I feel like if you're struggling, because I'm kind of struggling right now with my planner system, my Hobonichi works for my life, like my personal life, but actually getting it, you know, we restarted the podcast, having all these different things, you know, some other career things that I'm trying to do outside of all this, but I want it in one single planner. So MJ is really pushing me to get this Franklin planner inevitably. Yes. Like,
do it.
It's getting harder to try to deny it, and I keep watching her YouTube videos and I'm like, oh, I need it.
Yeah, you do
so Yeah, I just want people to be mindful, you know, line up with your authentic self. You know, sometimes you need to write it down.
Like, yeah.
What is for you and, you know, how to align and, you know, just get yourself on track.
Right. So really, I feel like the bottom line is of the whole copying issue is like, be authentic to yourself, mm-hmm. be real with yourself. And if something happens where somebody copies intentionally or unintentionally, be real with yourself, contact them, talk to them, let them know mm-hmm. this was mine. And hopefully they can be authentic as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, those are my thoughts. You, mm-hmm. you got thoughts out?
I think I did. I mean, that's pretty much it. I just, you know, you observe different things and I feel like we should have conversations about it.
Yep.
Thank y'all for listening.
All right, peace out.
Bye.